everybody. You found us. We are Babes in Voiceland, and we are so happy that you are going to be with us today, tonight, tomorrow. I don't know when. Since we're a podcast, you can always find us. Isn't that cool? We've got all kinds of fun things for you to listen to tonight, today, tomorrow, whenever. So just sit back, relax, put us on when you're driving your car, and have some fun with us, Babes in Voiceland.
And next up is one of my favorites.
It's summertime, and that means backyard barbecues. People love to have watermelon, apple pie, grilled cheeseburgers and hot dogs, deviled eggs, chips, and beer. Have you ever wondered how the food feels about it? We join, in progress, the poolside barbecue of the Wilsons. They're sitting around the pool, eating and having a great time. Let's tune in to what the food is saying to each other, shall we?
Whoa, it's hot out here. I'm glad I'm sitting in a bowl of ice. I wonder what they're going to do with that knife that's sitting by my bowl. Any food? Have any ideas?
Well, watermelon, I think they're probably going to stick it in your skin and cut you into slices so they can suck on your insides.
Oh, no way, deviled eggs. That's awful. You have to be wrong. How can they cut me up? I'm beautiful and green.
And yet your inside is red and juicy and oh so tasty. I heard them talking about it while I was being boiled and stuffed. You should have seen what they did to my yolks. I almost yacked. At least they put me on a bed of ice so I can stay cool. And the bug netting is keeping the flies away.
You guys are lucky. I got covered with salt and pepper and charred on a grill. Then they covered me up with cheese. I tried to sneeze from the pepper, and the cheese blocked my nose, and my bug netting fell off. The flies are enjoying this cheese and my juicy meat juices.
Well, that's nothing, cheeseburger. I was cut up into chunks, stirred together with sugar, and baked in an oven for an hour. He really hurt when I bubbled over, but I think there's ice cream to put on top of me. That should soothe my wounds. I've heard it's cold and creamy.
Oh, I'm so lucky everyone loves me. I make them feel good, and it feels good to me to be poured into an icy mug or in one of those red cups with ice. You guys should thank me. The more they drink of me, beer, the more they eat all of you foods.
Well, I for one thoroughly enjoy being doused in chili or ketchup and mustard and put in a bun. I fit perfectly in those long buns and the people can eat me with their hands.
But just think about where those hands have been, hot dog. The people have been swimming in the chlorine-filled pool, playing with tennis balls from the ground and the dog's mouth. And then they don't wash before they use them to eat you. Oh, I hate it when they stick those dirty hands right in my chip bowl and eat sloppy handfuls with no regard for cleanliness. I'm salty. They get salt all over their fingers and lick them. Oh.
Well, I'm just sitting here spoiling. She forgot to ice me.
Oh, no, potato salad. But here they come. I hope it gets dark soon, and then they'll do the fireworks and forget all about me.
Don't count on it, watermelon. The Wilson kids have been munching on the chips and hot dogs all day long. They'll need something sweet and juicy to wash them down with, and all those adults here just love the rest of us, too. I think they'll probably drink more of beer and do some fireworks and then come back for more me, you, and every food else if they don't blow themselves up in a drunken stupor.
My cheese is getting all wilty, and the flies are getting out of hand. Come on, people. Waving your hand doesn't work. Light one of those candle things. Or how's this? Put my netting back on. I do hope they eat more of me soon, though. Maybe they made too much, and no one is hungry anymore? Nope. Here they come. Yay! There goes another patty. Enjoy, Mr. Wilson.
And look, Mrs. Wilson is getting out the ice cream. That creamy vanilla ice cream is so cool and soothing. Pieces of pie for everyone. Enjoy me, people.
I don't think the little kids like apple pie. Apple pie. But I see they want more of me with ketchup and some chips, too. This is going to be great. No hot dog leftovers for this family.
Yes, here they come for more of me.
Oh, I do wish they'd wash their hands.
Yes, yes, yes. Drink more of me, beer, than do fireworks. Wee, that was fun.
It sounds like the Wilson family and their friends are having an excellent time, and most of the food is, too. What an interesting insight into what our backyard barbecue food is thinking. I hope you have an amazing summer and enjoy your own backyard barbecue.
Nice.
Okay, my pet peeve du jour right now is the fashion trends assaulting my eyes every time I sign on to my computer. Oh. The one that's really blowing my mind is the man romper. Have you guys seen these things?
No, I haven't.
These
what
men
is it?
In what is rompers. It? They're like what? A one-piece short outfit for men.
Like is this kind of like the guy's bathing suits from the 20s?
Oh, it's worse than that. I call them mompers. They're not rompers, they're mompers. And, of course, the guys that are modeling them all have their man buns.
Oh, of course. Wait, do they have a merce, too?
Already. I thought man buns were out.
Okay, so I'm just looking at this, and I'm thinking, oh, dear God, why? And then the other thing that's killing me, every one of my friends who's posting selfies on Facebook or is captured in a group shot is wearing a top, short-sleeved, long-sleeved, maybe it's a dress, with no shoulders. There's holes in the shoulders. There's openings in the shoulders. All of these women think that they are looking so unique and so wonderful, and it's like every single girl is walking around right now.
Do you know why?
With cutouts in her shoulders.
Do you know why they're
why?
Wearing?
Why?
Because that's the only good part of their body that's left.
Oh.
No, but really, you know what? I haven't seen those either. You know, I live in a cave sometimes.
Beth.
But I know.
You should bring up Facebook and show it.
I've had a couple of those shirts for a while, so
listen,
I'm not saying anything.
But listen, you know, back in the 60s when we wore cutoffs, I mean, I thought they were cool. I still have cutoffs.
Yeah.
But my grandma would say, you are not wearing those raggedy pants when you go on vacation to your Auntie Ethel's. You are not wearing those raggedy pants.
Right.
So the stuff we had was weird to older people then,
my
too.
My point is you have people that will start wearing whatever is in fashion because it's in fashion and isn't necessarily flattering.
That's true.
Exactly. Like, you know, a few years back, every girl had to have a tramp stamp tattoo on her tailbone. Everybody thought it made them so unique and so special.
See, I missed that, too.
Everybody had a tramp stamp on their butt.
I missed that.
Now, I don't mind, like, the denim male rompers. However, I just found this lovely neon pink stretch gloss vinyl PVC romper.
I wish everyone out there could see this.
Oh my God.
Okay, folks, use your imagination. I don't even think, not even my dog should wear this. No one should wear this.
Rogers, you know, would.
No.
Really, really not
like
flattering
that.
At all.
It isn't flattering to any gender.
And
it's $160. That hurts even more.
Bring back the bell bottoms and flare sleeve tops.
Now,
I was hip huggers, bell bottoms, halter tops.
Me too. Me too. But you know what? Mm-hmm. When the bell bottoms came out and I thought they were so cool, my mom said, oh, for God's sakes, we had those back in the 30s. I'm like, no, you didn't. It's new.
Everything comes around every 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I grew up in the 80s, though. I didn't really wear bell bottoms. But the stuff that I had to wear, not comfortable at all.
No. Did you have your bangs in that crazy fan that took a half a bottle of hairspray
and glue? Yeah. Totally. You spend half the morning curling your hair, and then you brush it just right so that you've got the
fan.
Farrah Fawcett.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The Charlie's
the
Angels
Farrah
Fawcett.
And then you glued it down. My stepdaughters did that. Of course, the floor and the countertop in the bathroom that they used, if you stepped on it with wet feet, it was cemented.
Sticky. Oh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Stuck. Sticky.
And if they walked outside on a windy Vegas day and came back in, their hair did not move.
I know, right?
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one other pet peeve, we're talking about fashion, which is, I'm a big fan of cleavage. I think cleavage is great, but we've gone beyond cleavage. It doesn't matter whether you have it or not. Everybody has everything sticking out, and I am so surprised that there are not more accidents on the red carpet or on TV.
Boobs on the loose.
I know,
it's
right?
Like, really?
Do you know what? It's wild. Better, though, than the asses on the loose with those pants that...
Oh, the 80s cutouts? Remember the cheek cutouts?
But no, I'm talking about the guys that buy those pants that are three times too big so that they hang down to their knees while they're walking. I saw a guy.
But they can't walk.
Exactly. He was trying to run across the street and he had to hold up his pants to get across the street.
I know.
Come on.
So then let's hear it for rompers. They're fitted. Rompers are fitted. So you don't have to worry. Yeah. You won't lose your romper.
Okay, well, all I'm going to say
is... Well, we should hope.
Whether it's a romper or it's a pair of saggy pants, both of those are sending the same signal.
Uh-huh.
Men, I hope you realize what each of those things mean. It means you're available.
Well, maybe they want people to think they're available.
Not
but
that way.
To
not
whom?
That way. To men.
Oh!
No, wait, because it gets even worse.
Never mind.
No, it gets worse. One more thing, because now you got me going.
Right.
I'm at the gym. I'm working out. Here's this really nice looking young guy. The fashionable workout pants for young guys right now are cuffed sweatpants that are tight and they are saggy and the crotch hangs down in between their real crotch and their knees. So they're ill-fitting. They aren't comfortable. I don't know how they can even move in them, but they're fashionable, so that's what they're wearing to the gym.
But you know what?
Oh, my goodness.
They're young. They all think
somebody
it's cool.
Make
we
it
thought
stop.
Our stuff was cool, too.
Oh, no.
They have to make money, you know, big fashion industry. Yeah. It sounds sort of like MC Hammer in athletic wear.
But no, these are tight but saggy.
Oh,
they got
tight
the,
and
they got
saggy.
The crotch that's 2 feet long.
Oh, my God.
So
uh-huh.
It's just ridiculous.
But the legs are tight?
The legs are tight
up to
and
the
they're
butt,
cuffed
the
around
bottom.
The ankle. And
but someone is buying
like
them.
I think I'll pass.
Someone likes it. Yeah. Someone's buying it. Mm-hmm. It will change in another 10 years. They'll forget it was
and
even there.
And they're going to look at all Hopefully these pictures they took wearing those and they're going to think, dear God, what was I thinking?
Yep.
And why didn't somebody tell me?
Well, you know what?
And that should be the title of this segment, What Was I Thinking?
Yeah.
Right. But you know what? We should move on to another part of our show because all the kids that like this are going to be mad at us.
Whatever.
Okay, we can
it's
be grouchy
it's
once
okay,
in a
Beth,
while.
You know, we're just crazy old ladies.
They need people to know that they look silly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry that your mother didn't stop you before you headed out the door, but seriously, you look really bad.
If Diana was your mother, she would have stopped you.
I would
just know.
There are plenty of beautiful fashions out there, but not everything's a winner.
No.
And not everything looks good on everybody.
Correct.
Exactly.
So look at what looks good on you.
Word to the wise.
And wear that.
Okay. Moving on. We hope you enjoy the next portion of our show coming up right now.
Wanda really loves penguins. Her husband, George, hates the cold, but he loves his wife, and he decided to give her the best 50th birthday present ever and set them up on a cruise to Antarctica to play with penguins. The cruise took many days and was very cold on the way. By the time Wanda and George arrived at the Antarctic coast, George was frozen to the bone and ready to go home. Wanda, of course, was extremely ecstatic. They were both in for a surprise.
Oh, Wanda, I'm so frozen. This parka isn't warm like they said. Can we just go home? I have a bad feeling about this.
George, come on. I haven't seen any penguins yet. You promised I could play with the penguins. It's my birthday present.
Well, the guide said they should be along here at any time. This is the path to the feeding grounds.
Look! There they are! Quick, where's my camera? I want a selfie with them. Cool. It's a great picture.
Squawk!
What do you think they said, George? Oh, I think they like me taking pictures. Take some more.
Well, they probably said, what the heck are you doing here? Just go away and leave us alone, you crazy people.
Little did George know, he was exactly right.
Squawk! Squawk! Squawk!
Which meant in penguin, go away or we'll break out the Uzis.
Oh my goodness! Look, George, what are they doing? Oh, looks like they're grouping together to do a dance number.
A dance number? Really? You think penguins can dance?
Well, they did in Happy Feet.
That was a cartoon.
Yeah, but still, it looks like they're planning to do something over there. Well, let's get closer.
No, they seem a little angry. I don't want to get closer. Squawk, 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 squawk.
And the penguins said, we mean business. You asked for it.
Well, penguins don't get angry, George. Oh, my God. George, are those guns?
They can't be. These are penguins, Wanda. Penguins. They don't have guns.
Well, those look like guns, George. I don't like this anymore. The guide said that penguins are lovable and friendly. They lied, George. They lied.
All right. We tried to be nice, but we're sick of you people coming around here taking pictures and messing up the place. This is your last chance to vacate the premises or we'll bring out Terrence.
Whoa. Oh, wait. They talked. George, they talked. Penguins can talk? It is Happy Feet.
Ooh, I don't like what they said at all, Wanda. Let's get the heck out of here.
Well, I'm sure it's all a misunderstanding. I can talk to them. Hello, penguins. My name is Wanda. I love you. Please don't kill me.
Okay, crazy lady, you asked for it. Squawk! Get him, Terrence!
Squawk!
Yikes! Wanda, that's the most gigantic penguin I've ever seen. It must be 9 feet tall. I say we listen to them and vacate post-haste.
Are you sure, George? Well, this is a great opportunity to find out what they want.
Know that Terrence is a titan. He's scary.
Terrence, attack!
Squawk!
Get the keys to their ship. We're taking squawk, over the world!
Squawk.
After them, boys and girls, squawk. We must get their ship for my plan to succeed.
Squawk. 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 Squawk.
Wanda and George ran as fast as they could, but they weren't fast enough for the body sledding skills of the penguins. Terrence caught up to them just as they reached the big orange dinghy and gobbled them both up in one bite. The rest of the penguins swam out to the ship and killed everybody aboard. They quickly took over the rest of the world, strangely adapting to the warmer climates. This, my children, was how the penguins became our overlords. It feels like an episode of Twilight Zone, but it's our new reality. You must remember to keep your tuxedos clean every day and pay the 2 salmon a day tax every single day and never, ever take a selfie with any of them. And maybe, just maybe, they will let us keep on living. Hail to the tuxedoed titans!
Squawk!
I can do that.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening to Babes in Voiceland. This journey through Voiceland may be over, but tune in again for more adventures with the babes.